Scapegoat the coldest stick. She drank the blood to gain her wit. Waving innocently while tailgating national interrogational tactics. Instead of speaking truth, she's playing with racial rackets. Americans beware, a less than human stare. Synthesized strategically, sent to you saliciously with sodomizing electrical precision. Decisions detain and delegate our deliverance. Time has passed and still there is no witness. Unattainably. So this past week, I've been listening to my little nephew, and his mantra for the whole week was, "Yo, Ma, where's the meatloaf?" Now, I really don't know what that means, and yes, that is from Wedding Crashers, but that was his mantra for the whole week. So I'm contemplating this and thinking about, "Yo, Ma, where's the meatloaf?" And the day that he actually hits that age where "Yo, Ma, where's the meatloaf?" actually means something to him, other than just the film. And that also brings into the context of me having kids and thinking about that. And do I tell them to just say whatever they feel? Or, and just take it into context of what they listen and what they hear and what they see? Or do I kind of try to limit their view of the world and how they interpret it? And I feel it's the former is the better issue at hand. And I hope, you know, more people can get up here and talk to the microphone and say what they feel instead of hiding it behind their backs. Not saying what they want to say. But, you know, that's normally how it goes when you're in an environment where you have to be kept to talk very soft all the time and not really say anything to anybody. And I know I'm talking real soft right now, but some people are looking at me, so I'm feeling very self-conscious. And maybe that's what it's all about, but I'm not really sure. Maybe it's just that they don't have any cojones to really say anything about anything. But, you know, I'll just do my nice Minnesota nice thing and not say much and just kind of say, "Oh, he's a great person, don't you know? Look at him over there. Oh, she's so nice. I hate her hair. She's ugly. Oh, God, he's got bad breath." But I won't say it to his face. But that's my diatribe for the day. Said, "No more, my amor. Galore sent through swiveling doors. More consideration may be needed depending on which floor fabrication is being heated. We stand tall while balancing the seesaw seated in the night. We always beat it, the personal plight. To the charm of my strange delight, I conjure information through the mind with no sight. Ovulation with a counteractive emancipative ultimatum. Just concentrate and soar through the mind's eye, billowing with subtle opposites as I venture through the various doors and a various variety of floors that some choose to ignore."